Proclamation number 8259 of 30th of August, 1962. God's mission: to spread truth. I want you to represent my word as truth, for if you believe that your God and Father of eternity addresses you, then you must also be convinced of its truth, and then you have the right and the duty to stand up for this truth you have recognized, for then you are merely the mouthpiece through which I express myself, and I myself cannot convey anything but pure truth to you. Then you need not fear that my adversary will intervene and likewise use you as a mouthpiece, for I will truly know how to prevent this if it is my will and my task to spread the truth amongst people. And I can only tell you time and again that I know people's hearts and that I choose the right instrument for myself which fulfills the prerequisites under which the working of my spirit is possible. It is a mistaken view that my adversary's influence must always be feared where divine revelations are conveyed to earth. For revelations of this kind, where people are to be introduced to truth, as I myself promised at the time of my life on earth, have a very special purpose: to bring light into the darkness which my adversary has spread across the earth. And because I want to bring light to people, because I want to impart to them the knowledge which my adversary took away from them when he plunged them into the abyss, I will now truly also keep my adversary away and not allow him to intrude and cloud or extinguish the light again. For it concerns the salvation of souls which are enveloped by darkness and cannot find their way out without my help. You can therefore justifiably reject such objections that you, who serve me, are also exposed to my adversary's activity, that errors can also creep in. You can justifiably represent my revelations as divine truth and inform all people of what I sent to you through the inner word. For this is the purpose of my revelations, that humanity is brought light, that it receives enlightenment about the many misguided teachings and that it is guided into right thinking and leads its earthly life accordingly in order to reach the goal which is only recognized and striven for through truth. I initiated you into profound, extensive knowledge, and I was able to do so because the instrument chosen by me did not resist accepting my word as I presented it, and because it did not oppose it with its own will but allowed itself to be taught by me, who is the eternal truth. And thus it was also possible to impart knowledge to people which was still alien to them but which contributed again to dispel the darkness and to present me myself to people as I am, and therefore it is also possible for people to show love to me which is overwhelmingly reciprocated by me. But such success will never be achieved where my adversary is active, and therefore I will not allow his activity either because I want to win my living creation's love. It is an unusual grace that I reveal myself so clearly before the end of the earth, that I speak to people in such a way that they can also recognize me as the giver of what they receive. And you should never believe that I let such a revelation be endangered, that I don't protect an instrument from my adversary which fully trusts me and only wants to serve me. For I know every person's will, and thus I also know the degree of maturity of it, and accordingly I also know how to guide and direct everything in order to be able to direct a mighty revelation to earth which only aims at the salvation and rescue of human souls, so that they will not go astray because they walk in darkness, because my adversary withholds the truth from them. And you can be certain that my promises will be fulfilled, and thus you can rightfully feel yourselves to be bearers of truth and carry it out into the world. And my blessing will accompany your vineyard work. You will always speak as it is my will, for I myself direct your thoughts and you will only ever be active for me. Amen.